This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning and welcome back to all the schools who are experiencing their first day, like Big Beaver, New Brighton, Butler. Butler has some challenges with bus drivers. I think 13 left in 10 days. And so there are some challenges in transportation. But otherwise, welcome back. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Pennsylvania Game Commission, along with hiking and land conservation groups, open up a new game land in Allegheny County. You think, well, where would this be? Indiana Township. And joining us is Mark Ironman, Rachel Carson Trail Manager. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm great today, Larry. How about yourself?
Good. So first of all, for those that don't know, who was Rachel Carson?
Rachel Carson was a environmentalist. She's often credited with being the person that started the environmental movement, and she's a Pittsburgh native. She was born and grew up in Springdale, and our trail goes right past her childhood home, and that's where we got the name for the Rachel Carson Trail. And, you know, most folks will know her from her famous book, Silent Spring.
So the question I have, Mark, is how much territory are we talking about in terms of new hunting lands, and where is it along the trail?
It's adjacent, actually, to Emmerling Park in Indiana Township. And I don't have right in front of me, but it's a substantial plot of land I bought, several hundred acres. And it encompasses about a mile of the Rachel Carson Trail. So a mile of the trail is protected from development, and we're thrilled about it.
Yeah, and you're celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Rachel Carson Trails Conservancy.
Yep. And of the trail.
Right.
The Rachel Carson Trail was first opened in 1975.
Yeah, it was one of the first ever heard of.
Pardon?
It's one of the first trails people ever heard of in terms of...
Yes, it was on the cutting edge of the trail movement. And actually, it was the trail was originally part of the Baker Trail that was built by American Youth Hostels back in the 50s. And then when Route 28 was developed, it kind of destroyed that trail. And a group of folks in the early 70s reconstituted it from Freeport. and they couldn't continue down the 28 corridor to Sharpsburg where it originally went. So they turned and went to the North Hills, and that was the founding of the Rachel Carson Trail 50 years ago.
Mark, you used the word thrilled a short time ago to talk about the fact that the hunting lands are being opened up. Tell us more why.
Well, the Rachel Carson Trail is really an amazing trail because it's 47-ish miles long, and it goes from Wexford to Harrison Hills Park in the far northeast corner of the county. And it's not one of the trails most folks will be aware of, you know, one of the rail trails that uses the old rail corridors, giving you a trail that's wide and relatively flat. The Rachel Carson Trail is a single-track trail, meaning just the, as the name implies, a single line, so you walk in a column on the trail. And it's only possible because we've been able to cobble together countless landowners that, you know, allow the trail on their property. But the problem is that landowners change or they change attitudes. So the trail is really very tenuous. For example, we every year our largest fundraiser, the Rachel Carson Challenge, where folks hike most of the trail in one day. We've held that event 28 times, and only twice has the course been the same. And that's because of, you know, the constant changes. So by Allegheny Land Trust and the Game Commission acquiring this property and protecting it for outdoor uses, we've got a substantial, you know, significant portion of our trail that's protected. And that's just very exciting for an organization such as ours.
Yeah, and the new site open to the public, accessed from a parking lot along Cove Run Road, Emmerling Community Park, 266 wooded acres in Indiana Township. Well, Mark, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Thanks a lot for having us on, and I encourage everybody to get out and check out the new game lands and enjoy the Rachel Carson Trail.
Mark Ironman, Rachel Carson Trail Manager. Interesting, because, you know, you think Allegheny County, there isn't a ton of public land left, so to have a track that big is substantial.
Absolutely. I mean, we have a population in Allegheny County north of 2 million people. You're going to expect that to grow slowly and steadily over the years, I would assume, but that's doesn't leave a lot of land, does it?
And Rachel has her own bridge, too. One of the sister bridges.
One of
so
the
you
three.
Got Roberto Clemente Bridge.
And then the Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol.
Yep.
And Rachel Carson. And then there's another bridge for the late author.
Oh, the McCullum Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David McCullough, who was a great biographer and storyteller.
I think his book about Harry Truman is one of the best I've ever read.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.